Hi everyone, welcome back to the Elvis and Elvis World Class Podcast. I'm Johnny with Elvis.
Hi pal.
Well, yeah, I'm not bad in a way. And this week I've been looking at some, I've been looking at like kilograms and feet and all that. What do you think about all that and stuff?
With Imperial being based around the super highly composite number 12, it's difficult to justify any scientific need for a move over to the metric system at all. I find it interesting that the metric system was introduced by the French as a mark of rebellion against their former monarchy at the end of the Napoleonic Wars. Indeed, it was this same point in history when enough financial power changed hands to create the debt-based world in which we live today. By simply reducing our devices, the accuracy in which we are able to interpret the world around us has become more limited, thus creating the perfect ecosystem through which their Luciferian layout for the future can be realised.
Well, what did the bloody French want to do with, like, height and all that? Because Napoleon was a dwarf.
What's going on with Elvis? Ah, Elvis.
Well, welcome back everyone to the Elvis and Elvis World Class Podcast. Obviously, the season three, episode two. And I must say, pal, season three, episode one has
what a
gone
success.
Down as a gigantuous success.
Well, I don't know how much of that was down to the new feature. But I tell you what, pal, we normally get a lot of jealous fans,
don't we? Slag us off all the time, send us bad messages.
Not this week, very complimentary all the way
through.
Well,
it really was, yeah. And, you know, that's great. Well, I don't know about that. But, you know, I just think Elvis and Elvis prove once again that they can do anything.
Yes, absolutely. You know. Strength to strength. I mean, yeah, if you watch really season three of any sort of comedy series, any kind of TV programme, normally it's getting to the end and it's getting poor.
And
we're getting,
like,
stronger.
Everyone's like thinking, wrap this up, but with Elvis and Elvis, everyone's like, oh, please,
give us some more.
Well, we might do. I don't know.
Yes. Well, it's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
We've had a little bit of a break and, you know, I honestly think, pal, astrally, I can't think of a better time to do this podcast, let's just say.
Well, interesting, yeah.
So I'm obviously looking forward to that, but...
Well, do you want to go straight into Dream Our Vision?
Well, actually, pal, before we do that...
Oh, yeah?
Once again, just as last week, as I predicted once you had gone camping with your male friend that you would pick up yet another vile infection. And what happened? He did just that. He's come back with another infection, fans.
Listen,
now,
pal. No.
You're probably all thinking, where they gone?
I don't want to talk about this too much just now.
Once again.
No.
And I'm sick of this.
No.
Because we've got a podcast to do. It's supposed to be professional.
Listen,
you can't
fans.
Help yourself.
Listen, fans.
You've got to go and get diseased.
There is no disease. Well, it actually does come into my dream or vision a bit, so I don't want to talk about it too much. But you've been having a go at me the whole time because I went camping.
Yeah,
listen to this, fam.
Not just camping, but camping.
Get stuck. Now, listen to this, fans. Somebody was so jealous that I went camping with my pal and never invited him. He went camping with his own mother.
Get
And the artist formerly known as Elvis. Talk about desperate. Oh, my
get
God.
Stuffed. It was a family
You was willing outing. Enough to kick him
it
out of the group because he was lazy.
They invited me.
And now all of a sudden when I go camping, it's like, please, somebody come camping with me. Honestly.
Anyway. You disease.
Yeah. We're getting a disease. Get Listen, fans. We thought I had gout for a while.
Pig.
And gout is a rich man's condition.
Some might call it gout.
Well, I'd like to see you get gout with your bloody cheesy chip raff and Kenneth Strongbow.
Yeah,
I got gout because I have the finest wine.
Finest steaks and enjoy the company of the world's finest women.
So
why are you bringing it back, pal? Because with little legs like you have, I don't know you got that moment.
Anyway, so we've got a dream of it.
Yeah, go on then.
All right. Hang on. I'll do the theme tune.
Come on, Jukes. Come on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Don't you wonder sometimes if it's a dream or a vision?
Well, the jingle there.
Slippery Dukes.
More Worldcast every week. And once again, a Slippery Dukes. And I don't think, is it Dukes being slippery, or is it Dukes just loving the jingle?
Well, I... Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I forgot to grease her up properly this week. That's the problem.
She looked a bit rusty.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on, pal. What's going on?
Well, Well, do you want me to go fog?
Well...
I can go fog if you want. I ain't bothered. It's an important one this week.
Well, it really is. I mean, the second episode... I mean, obviously, the first Dreamwalker vision we did week was...
Well, I time-travelled, didn't
I? Yeah, you did. And it was it was a massive moment astrally, so if you haven't heard that, I advise go back and listen to that. But you all know the format of Dreamwalker vision, so there's no point of explaining.
Nah.
Pal, I think... If you want, I've heard, you know, you sent me the facts during the week. It was in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was fast asleep. I was actually in the astral realm, but I was disturbed by the fax machine going off.
Yes.
And it was a fax saying that you just had a dream or vision of highly... Well, a very interesting dream or vision.
Well, all right, I'll start. Now, this is the weird thing. And as all the fans will know,
we defeated
the Dark Lord
in the
astral realm.
Yes.
And it appears that he has been toppled in the physical realm.
As well, yeah.
And what I've noticed is that, for me, certainly, the astral realm and the physical realm are becoming somewhat amalgamated.
Right.
And I'm struggling to tell the difference between them, frankly. But... this is an unusual DRV from me because it's not really a tale of a dream or vision as such, but it's a tale of events stacked up over a week, which has made me think deeply.
Right.
And there are 3 points of interest which I'd like to raise.
Whoa, so, 3 points out company as well.
Adieu. I shall get straight into it.
Yeah, go on.
And what it is, as we kind of touched on earlier on in the show, I did go camping last week. Yes, we're not going through all that again. I went camping with a pal. Right.
Yeah.
Now the pal said to me, do you want to come and do this campaign? I says, well, what's going on with it? And he said, no, it's fine. What we do is we park the car up. He said, it's about a 15-minute walk up a hill. And then we get a real nice view. You put the tents up and all that. And, you know, you're so childish. Just because I was sat at the top.
Come on, pal, get on with it. Get on with it.
You have to make all these...
Come on, get on with it.
Double entendres.
Get on.
Anyway, so that's what happened. Now... Last Thursday evening,
interesting,
which we have been discussing actually off air, that perhaps Thursday is the most astral day of all.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It could be Friday early hours of the morning.
Well,
I'm not
could
sure,
be, yeah,
most
yeah,
of
yeah.
my day obviously. We have pinpointed it. Now,
well,
what happened was, I had a DRV and it was quite in depth and detail, but I'll just tell you the key point.
Come on.
I was clinging to the side of a cliff on it.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't cling on no more and I fell and unfortunately I died.
Oh, that's a shame.
And as I did it though, I fell into like the water.
Yeah.
And then I was stood at the top, my astral being looking down on myself and I was like, oh God. And for the rest of the DRV, it was a bit like Ghost, you know, the film where I was like a ghost in it and all that. And to be honest, in conclusion, at the end of it, I thought, well, if this is what happens, it's not too bad at all. And I'm not that bothered, really. But anyway, I woke up and I go to Monkey, you had this DRV I had last night. And she went, right, that's it. She goes, you're not going on this camping trip. She goes, you know how powerful you've been recently, astrally? And she said, and if that was a vision, then you're obviously going to die. And so I was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll be fine. Anyhow, I got to work doing a bit of recombobulation on supercomputee, as I do, and, Dukey the jukebox. I was doing that, and then I, like, started, finished it.
Good old Jukes.
Stood up and...
Come on.
I know. Anyway, so I'd finished doing that, and it was in the afternoon, and all of a sudden, my toes started hurting me.
Oh,
I hadn't done anything. I was like, what's going on?
Listen. Well.
Because this is more interesting than you think, pal. This is more interesting.
Riddled.
And anyway, my toes started hurting me, and I thought, did I stub my toe or something? It's really hurting. Anyhow, I hadn't, and suddenly my toes was hurting me. Anyway, it goes on into the Friday evening, and I'm in pretty severe pain, to be fair, and it's like gone from my toes all the way up my foot and all this.
Well.
And Monkey's like, right. She goes, this is a sign. She goes, this could be an astral infection that you've got coming from the astral world to stop you going because you're going to die as per your vision that you have. So I was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll be absolutely fine. Anyway, the Saturday morning, my pal comes around and I show him my foot. Got it all bandaged up and that. And I goes, oh, is this going to be all right? He's like, oh, yeah, you'll be fine with that. Got my boot on. He says, you'll be absolutely fine. I've got a couple of walking sticks in the car. you'll be fine with it. So we drove 4.5 hours to where we was going to camp. Got out of the car and he's like, oh yeah, it's just up there. It was a bloody mountain, a full on mountain, right? So I managed to climb the mountain with one foot. He was in my knee. And these sticks and all that. I managed to climb to the top of the mountain. Get to the top, go over the ledge.
Come on, pal.
Really important. It is three all important right, points. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds interesting. It does sound.
Anyway, I get to the top of the mountain and I go over the top and I like look at the sky and I think, oh God, I've done it at last. Severe pain I was in. And then I look and he goes, oh, I've miscalculated. I think it's over there. And there was just fields as far as the eye can see. So we had to start walking across these fields. And an hour into it, right, he'd cleared off, basically. He was miles ahead of me. I had these two sticks and my foot was killing me. I was in so much pain. And I looked behind me, fields up to the horizon. Looked ahead of me, fields up to the horizon. And I'd entered a marshy bogland where I was sinking. Mm-hmm. And the pain was, I can't even explain it, it was a different level of pain. And I got to the point where I was sinking and I just thought to myself, this is it, I've had enough. And I just stood there still and let myself start to sink. And I thought, this is the end of Elvis the Wise. Anyway, as I did that, now this is talking point number two. Astral Elvis took over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the physical Elvis. Sort of checked out completely, astrally, I knew I was now astral, not physical. And what happened was, the astral Elvis was like, come on, get going. And the pain was still there, but the pain became something that was stopping me. It turned into something that was driving me. And so I just started going, rah, 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 rah. And I made it all the way to base camp and all that. So that's talking point number two for the end. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, I won't bore you with the way down. Basically, I just did a similar sort of thing. I just fell down the mountain and managed to make it down. And then I got down, got back to the car. My foot was absolutely massive. My ankle was all swelled up. In the car, drove home. Go to bed on the night. Monday morning, I wake up, pull the sheets back, look down at my feet. One of them was like a man's foot. The other one, I hacked in like an elephant's foot.
Oh my God.
It was massive. The lower part of my leg, there was no ankle to be seen, no toes to be seen. It was just a big lump of flesh. And I was like, oh, this is really bad. Monkey looked at it and she's like, right, you've got to get to hospital because you've broken that foot. Yeah. You've done something really bad to it. I was like, oh God, I don't believe in this Luciferian quackery, do I, sir?
You know that, have you?
Yeah. Anyhow. My man rings me to see if I'd had a good weekend. Yeah, so I spoke to my mother, and here comes talking point number 12.
Okay.
I spoke to my mother, and she's like, oh, yeah, did you have a nice time? I says, yeah, it was all right, but my foot's absolutely wrecked. It's killing me. And she goes, oh, God, that's weird. She goes, your sister's just broke her foot.
Well,
think about the 3 points.
Wow.
Number one. I had the vision where I knew something was going to be bad this weekend.
Yeah.
Right, hanging off the cliff. Number two, I managed to make it into the astral realm without being asleep or in a deep meditative state.
I seemed
to transpond myself there through being with Sophia Payne.
Yes.
And this is what I mean about the astral realm and physical realm seem to be coming together.
Mm.
And number three, could it be that perhaps this mystery infection in my foot, which is inflamed and it's mysteriously just gone, just gone. Perhaps what it was is that in the astral world, I knew my sister was going to hurt a foot. And so the astral realm was giving me a message by blowing my foot up. And it was I was supposed to tell people, oh God, watch your foot or whatever. And that's why my foot blew up so big, because she was going to wear hers.
Almost like a messenger.
Yes, an astral message. So from now on, fans, if I'm like sat there, just like doing my work or whatever, and I look at my left hand and it's just gone massive, then I'm going to like phone around all my nearest and dearest and say, watch your hand this
maybe
weekend.
Maybe use the fax. Maybe use all the, send the fax through or maybe something like that, you know.
I could send out one of them mass faxes.
Because I think that would be quick about it. Yeah,
hear
like
about
an
it.
Emergency.
So, fans, if you get any mysterious swelling on any part of your body,
email
make
us.
Sure you ring your nearest. Well, fax us, email us.
No fax though, because that is rank.
Unless you have it.
Right, go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was
alright. I mean, well, is it time for my dream?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Well, this week I've had a couple of interesting dream or visions. And
a couple?
Well, just really a quick one, the first one.
Right.
So, the first one, it was, I'd say it was about Wednesday. And I'd gone to sleep and I'd gone to the astral realm, right? But not much went on and I thought, you know.
Wednesday,
just a normal,
did you say?
Wednesday. And I thought, you know, this is just a normal day in the astral realm. Really.
I didn't really think much of it.
Until the next day when I woke up and I went to see my working class friends.
In the physical realm?
In the physical realm. I went to see my working class friends. You know, I was going, oh, you know, lads, what do you think about this and all that? And it was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Not
bad. But you didn't tell them about your astral vision.
Oh, no, no.
Because people like that look.
No, no, I was just talking about something else. Yeah. And anyway, one of them goes, I was thinking the other day, I saw this thing on the... I think he said it was like on the internet or something. I don't really know what that is, but I don't know what he was on about. But he said that he saw this thing about how, you know, like on a Sunday, right? And you can't go to shops. Do you know what I mean? They're shut early and all that.
Well, some of them do. Yeah, go on.
You know, like a lot of them shut early.
I must say, our working class friends sound riveting.
Well,
go on.
He was on about that.
Yeah.
And I thought, and he says, I reckon that will like change in the future, and then like you'll be able to go into a shop on a Sunday.
No, I'm sure.
Then all of a sudden something sparked my mind, and I thought, hang on a minute, this was in my dream or vision.
Like an astral refresher.
Now in my dream or vision, I remember being outside a shop and about to go into the shop, and there was like people around it going, you can't go in. I was like, why? Because it's Sunday, you can't go in. And then I thought, hang on a minute, this is exactly what I've just dreamt about.
So this was a vision then. It's a straight up vision.
It's a straight up vision.
Straight up vision, isn't it?
However, I think I would like to make a prediction for the future, and I believe that this, thing about, you know, you can't go in a shop early on a Sunday.
Yeah.
That's going to be lifted. So
write this down, fans. It's another prediction.
Now, that's a prediction astrally. Yeah. That came to me in a dream. It's a vision.
Yeah.
Working class friends will agree with me. And I tell you what, that's a prediction. If that comes true, that's Elvis.
It's an interesting one this week because a lot of our DRV's recent letter have been to do with our battles and with our astrally. But today, so far,
Interesting. I thought, that's an interesting DRV for the poddy. Anyway, let's just relax for the week. I don't need to do any astral adventuring or anything like that.
Yeah.
However, Thursday night.
The most
astral night.
Yes.
Astral peak. I've got to say, Paul, the best astral experience I have ever experienced.
Oh, God, I'm not sure we want to hear about this, Paul.
It was incredible.
We don't need to hear about your sordid escapades, astral.
It's actually quite interesting, Paul, if you have a few minutes.
All right, I don't know the nitty-gritty.
I arrived in the realm, and I was being taken to prison.
I was thinking,
what's going on here?
Been in the astral
prison. I thought it was prison until I got there. And I got there, and there was like a metal detector and all that, and there was like, we need all, you know, your stuff and all that, you know, all the metal stuff.
No problem.
Give them all that. Went through. And all I can describe is I arrived in this, like, it was almost like a massive open top, like, industrial estate.
Hang on a minute, I was in an industrial estate.
Instead of like cells,
there
was people lied out and like sat about, like, massive group of people on, do you know, like racking? It's like a big shelf.
You
put boxes on.
Yeah.
And it was like all across, like in a warehouse.
Is this sort of very similar to your working class friends activities?
Listen to this. So I get in and I'm like, wow, there's like thousands of people and everyone's going crazy. Mental because I've walked in and everyone's like, impetuous.
It's terrible.
And, you know, everyone's like, how's it going, everyone? And anyway, I go over there and there's a couple of...
I knew there would be
a couple of female entities, and they're loving it. One of them's like,
just give us an overview. We don't need to know.
Stuck one on there, and then I stuck one on the other, and then anyway, so
this is a dream.
There was an announcement come on, and it was like a guy with a PA system, and he was like,
right,
everyone, gather around. So we all went around, and he went, got this jacket out, and it was like, when you wear a jacket on the outside, you know, it's just wearing a jacket, but when you wear a jacket in here, it means something very different.
Interesting.
And he give me it,
yeah,
and I put it on, and I'm not kidding you, pal, it was incredible.
Really?
I walked into the crowd and everyone loved me. Ow.
Wow.
A group of
entities.
Everyone's loving it. And this one entity.
Well, I hope you used astral protection because the amount of astral illegitimate children you've got in the realm now.
We'll go into that. But anyway, this astral entity, who is also a physical entity, but not a physical entity I know, a physical entity that I've seen on the telly.
Wow.
She was bloody brilliant. And she looked at me and I thought, oh, God, yeah.
And who is this physical?
Well, pal, this is interesting because my astral entity who I met in the astral world is also my bee of the week.
Wow, interesting.
So,
now
that is interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting.
That's interesting.
Now, my BOTW this week is a strong entry, let's just... But the way that yours has come to your astral...
That makes it already a powerful entity. Yes. But what I thought was, it's quite interesting about the jacket and all that, isn't it?
Well, it is after what we deciphered last week, that if you're wearing a check shirt, it's a time travel.
Yeah, yeah.
And quite possibly someone who wears a red check shirt has come from the past. So, someone who wears a blue has come from the future. But
I'm thinking a jacket may be like a sign of authority, or maybe just a status of celebrity, possibly. I'm not sure.
In the astral realm.
Yeah, I think so. Because
you have to wear it inside out, do you?
No. It just give me it. I put it on, and it was like a long sleeve jacket or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, I was just bloody loving it, and everyone else was as well.
Well, I mean, you did send me a fax with a big smile.
Believe
it.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I work on the Friday.
I'm glad you give us the abridged version of that because clearly, if I know you well, based, there was probably some sordid, despicable thing going on.
Well, I work on the Friday with a good mood.
Well. So, anyway, that was a good dream or vision because we've discovered a couple of more things that there is different ways to get into the realm.
And once again, astral
jacket.
Yes,
could be some.
And once again, astral, Elvis and Elvis, always Prividi.
Yes. Correct, Amanda, dude. Oh, God.
Don't you wonder sometimes if it's a dream or a vision?
Well, that was Dream or Vision. And
once again, interesting.
Once again,
gets more and more
brilliant Dream or Vision. And the fact.
Hang on, pal.
Come on. Get a gastrointestinal attack here. Oh, wow.
Instant.
Wow.
It's instant, that
right
now.
Instant.
Yeah, it's getting smoother. I might have forgot to grease.
Yeah,
always make sure the Elvis and Elvis colon kit is well
always
greased and ready to
go.
Yes.
Well, I think it's time for the new fan favourite.
Well,
what's it called?
It really
is a fan favourite feature. That's what I meant.
It's a fan favourite feature. The feedback we've had to it is tremendous.
Oh my gosh. It's absolutely, the fans have never heard anything like it. And you know, in a way, as much as some of you fans do me head in a little bit, I was happy to see that you were all happy.
And it's
about
the first week for a while that I haven't received an email with people saying, oh, when are you doing FOTW again?
Nobody's bothered about FOTW.
Now we've got
BOTW. Oh, well, BOTW. Why don't we get straight into the jingle?
Might as well.
It's the Elvis and Elvis. Word of the week.
I'm looking forward to this
one. It's that time again. BOTW.
I'm looking forward to this now.
Well,
do you want to go fog or
decide
go
who fog goes fog?
Well, whoever you want to go fog, basically. I'm not bothered.
We could flip a coin.
To see who goes fog.
Well, yeah, why not?
All right,
well,
pal.
We'll leave it to the universe, shall we?
Heads or tails. Heads or tails.
I will go with Hod.
It's tails. It's tails. Well, that means it's me, doesn't it?
Oh, come on.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, pal. Although I love this feature so much, I tell you what, it's more difficult than probably what the fans think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is absolute tomorrow.
I I've struggled. I really did struggle up until...
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, you've never been that...
Well, you know how I've been into this YouTube Shorts, don't you? Which I've been looking at. And that's where I found the last BOTW.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And there's plenty of entities that come up on that. And I've been looking at them. They come up doing a bit of a dance and all this. So I click on it and I'm like, yes, this one could definitely be the BOTW this week. And but the problem is, right, is you get these channels which put these entities dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And it don't tell you what the name is. And it does my head in, right, because I hate YouTube channels who use these bends.
It's almost like an anonymous entity.
They're trying to get clicks, basically.
Yeah.
And they're using them.
That
and
is disgusting.
There's nothing more disgusting than that.
That is disgusting.
They're using them.
And anyone who's doing that out in the YouTube world, right? Yeah. Now, anyone who's doing that, I'd say to you,
using these
look
beautiful
at yourselves.
Bends.
Look at yourselves.
Yeah.
You don't stop using these beautiful entities. Yeah.
Start to making some
promote
original
your
content.
Channel. Yeah. Start making some original content, just like Elvis and Elvis.
Yes.
If you follow us, you won't go wrong. Now,
anyway,
get on with it, pal.
So I was really struggling, and I couldn't actually. I saw loads of them, but I couldn't find the name of any of them. Anyway, I found a entity in the most unusual place, and guess where it was?
Where was it?
Twitter. And what it was is, you know that I take a keen interest in natural health because I do not enjoy the
I thought you did, pal, but until a couple of weeks.
I don't enjoy Luciferian quackery. And I was just reading through a thread that was interesting me on Twitter.
Come on.
And what it was is, it was about natural remedies for skin problems.
Right.
Not that I've got one.
Come on.
Anyhow. Somebody had suggested a fungus or a
mushroom.
Hang on a minute. A fungus or a mushroom which they had foraged. Okay. And I had a look and I clicked on it.
No, has she got any...
Hang on a minute. Let me finish. I'm telling you about this entity.
Jesus.
Anyway, so I clicked on it and I looked at the profile picture.
I just want to see it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Now, let me just see it. She's Swedish. Not your stereotypical Swede.
Oh.
She's got olive skin and dark hair, and her face is a delight to look at. And I must say that proportionately, she is perfect. And when she wears a t-shirt, there is not mushroom available. Honestly, pal, I'll just give you an I've got a pre-prepared punch card and her name is actually Shroom Girl. Inez Helen.
Hang on,
I've got the pre-prepared punch here. So what you got to do, you remember the command?
What is it?
Right, you got to put in the pre-prepared punch card.
Right, pass me that.
Then it's P run.
There's a punch card.
Right,
done.
So then it's P run.
P run.
Register A.
P run.
Register A.
Now
click that.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I'd go foraging with her.
There's a few things I'd forage on there.
Yeah, look at that one.
Oh, I'll tell you that.
Click on that one.
Wow.
In it, honestly. Oh my god. Honestly. She'd find out I'm a fun guy.
She'd get my mushroom.
Oh my god,
them couple of points.
Wow. Well, I don't know. She's an 11 out of 10.
She's incredible.
And I must say, the.
It's not a bad choice,
that's
it.
Tell you that.
Shelves.
Oh my god.
Well stocked shelves.
It is the. It's equal stocking. Both up top and moon below.
Looking at the.
Anyway, have you got one?
Oh, yeah, I've got one.
Yeah.
Just get the pre prepared. One second.
Are you pre prepared a punch card?
Yeah.
Gave you the homework kit, didn't I?
Yeah.
So you can do them yourself now.
I'm going to need to
tell me all about it anyway.
Oh, well. So my BOTW came to me in a astral.
Oh, yeah, you were saying earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was incredible. It really was. And I've got to say.
Well, let's not have the sordid details.
Honestly,
please.
I'll be honest with you. I can already tell you the shelf on the. divisions.
Now, are we talking the upper shelf or the lower shelf?
I'm talking probably both shelves.
Now, it's interesting because you're a man who, I believe, likes the bottom shelf if you have to pick one or the other. Yeah, yeah. Whereas I'm a man who obviously likes them equally stacked, but does tend to go for the top shelf rather than the bottom. Yeah, yeah. So this is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. But for me, let's just say, in the upper region...
Upper echelon.
Yes, I would say the...
Shroomy is ahead.
Face... I'd say I would back my astral entity on this.
Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what, she must be strong to beat Shroomy.
Well, hang on a minute. Give me the pre-prepared. Oh, no, I've got it.
So, hang on. You're saying that Shroomy is ahead in the upper stack.
And the lower stack.
And the lower stack.
But facially...
Oh, you can't be facial.
You've had a few.
Anyway, so have you got the pre-prepared?
Yeah, yeah, come right. on.
Right, so remember... Can you remember the command?
Yeah, hang on.
It's P-run. P-run. Register B this time. Register B.
Register B.
Just insert. Make sure it's in.
Yeah. 1 second. Ooh. Hang on.
What is she out of then? Oh, it's not one of these. Well, interesting.
Yes.
But interesting. Now, if we're going to be critical here, you are correct in that mine is better.
Yeah, well, we've got to be critical. That's our job. I mean, for me...
But she is not a bad entity. She is a delicious entity, actually. Now, it's not one of these Love Island chicks, is it?
It is.
Oh, yeah, you're such a lame.
Well, she came to the Astral Impala. I mean, at the time, I wasn't thinking, oh, God.
Well, actually, though, listen.
Jesus Christ, that is a good boy.
Listen, pal.
Well, the bottom shelf are not too bad on that one, pal.
Oh, I'm telling you that,
pal. Yeah, but as a reminder.
Anyway, listen. Can you remember the command for the comparison? It's P print. Now let's just remind the fans because we've only done it once. Now what we do, fans, is we allow Soupy to compare the two bare entities in the memory banks, and it then prints upside down because I've installed the dot matrix. Upside down, it prints it out. Then you know, we can't see it. We rip it off, we go 3, 2, 1, and then Soupy's picked the bare entity of the week.
Yeah.
So,
all right, here we go, come on.
Hang on. So it's P print AB.
This could be a close BOTW this week.
Do P print AB.
Right,
you done it?
P print.
Yeah. AB. Oh, it's King today.
Here we go. Come on, Soupy.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting because, you know. No, I do rate my one's top shelf,
as much as your
entity's bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Seeing one of them, it's like, I
do
think.
I
want
mine
both of them.
Now, obviously, I created Super Programmer, didn't I? Four tracks. And I do know how his mind works. And I'll be surprised if he, because he does like a well stacked top and bottom shelf. But you never know, do you?
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. It could be anyone's list. It really could be. I mean, it's 1-0 to you already. But
yeah, it is. Yeah.
This. That. That.
It's a delight, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, you could.
Oh, right, here we go.
Rip it off, and then we'll go 3, 2, 1.
Hang on a minute. Here we go.
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Shroom girl.
I mean,
this Soupy
2-0
is ridiculous.
2-0, 12 is
this
the
Soupy is ridiculous.
He is wise.
That just shows that Soupy is nothing but a man or a computer with incredible taste. Because I've got to say, I would go for
it. I'll tell you what, so would I.
I can't even argue with that.
And do you know what? Once again, we said it last week.
It's phenomenal.
And neither of these entities should be feel like a winner or a loser. They're both winners.
I feel like I've won today because I was visited astrally by my let's just say we put the cat amongst the pigeons.
Well,
and
I've got a message. If Shroom Girl would like to visit me astrally, I am astrally aware. And I'll tell you what, if this other Bentity that you've picked, if she wants to visit me astrally, then she can do, but just make sure she's had a bath since she went to see you.
I'll tell you what. Both bands. cities yes. this week have been phenomenal. And, you know, congratulations to them both.
Yep.
The thing
both
is,
winners, and if they want to send us an email.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now there were them two did last week, did they? Well, what went on there?
I don't know. I just
is the email even working?
We've got two new
Yeah, I was sick of them.
Forget about them. I don't even care. Yeah, I can't even remember the bloody name. I'm thinking about this entity
this
right
girl,
here.
Girl, I mean.
What about this Maura? Hey, one thing I forgot to tell you about this Maura.
Oh, yeah.
And I probably should have said this about Soupy, because I think the outcome may have been different.
Yeah, it could have influenced it, yeah.
She's Irish.
Well. Don't know what to say about that, pal.
She's Irish. Really she's really Irish.
She's not the one who you left in the astral lair to have her astral kid, is she?
I wouldn't leave her, pal. So, yeah.
Well, no, you wouldn't, would you? No, she's the best you'll ever get. Life,
stuff
pal.
Astrally and
stuff physically.
She's just one of the common
entities. Anyway, we better wrap this up, haven't we, pal?
Well, I suppose we better. But I tell you what, this Irish Maura,
yes.
I would Dublin. Well, anyway, I think that Soupy's decided fairly. Yeah. Congratulations to both the bar entities this week.
Yes,
you're
yes,
both,
yes,
you know, yes. quite good looking or whatever.
You're all winners in our
bed. And I rate both your shelves.
There are no winners and losers in bed.
If you send us an email, I wouldn't mind seeing the basement. As far as I'm concerned,
sorry, pal.
It's a successful week in the Elvis studio. Get Jukey fired up.
I am. I was
Jesus
just
Christ. We've got a bloody trip to go to.
Yeah, we have actually. We have a celebrity appearance.
Yeah,
this
we do. Yeah, we're making a celebrity appearance in a minister. And so, you know, we like to go the religious route about things sometimes.
Sometimes we do.
But we will be appearing in front of some people there.
And we have been considering of starting our own religion.
Yes,
more information about that soon.
So send us an email if you're interested in that. Yes. And it'll be probably about 100 quid a week or something to
like
subscribe to that religion.
Yeah.
But we'll send you all the details. But anyway. This week, a complete, another successful week in the Elvis world, in the Elvis and Elvis studio. Them entities were beautifully
brilliant.
Yeah, and I think that we've been Elvis and Elvis. You've been world class.